Thursday 13, January 1916. Rain and fair. Up at 9:15 a.m. and to brigade headquarters, saw Wallach. Afterwards to battalion headquarters, past three lonely graves and farm home partly demolished. Arrived headquarters, hardly there when Germans shelled the place where I had just left. The farmhouse was demolished, and the ground all torn up around it. I'd been extremely lucky. Would have been killed had I stayed a little bit longer. 5 men of Scott's regiment were in the farm, but all escaped injury. When bombardment ceased, I go over to see damage done. Very extensive. The telephone and telegraph wires were cut, so I repair them and back to the farm. German shelling all around us. After dinner, I go explain to headquarters, then on to No. 3 Company, who are in supports to 1 and 2 Companies. Our battalion are raining shells on the Huns. As I leave No. 3 Company, 4 shells burst where I had been, and as I stood dazed in the field, the fragments of shell fell all around me. The luckiest individual alive, as every second I expected to feel a puncture or to be knocked out cold. Arrived back from trenches as a series of trench mortar bombs come over from the Huns. Lonely graves are all over the country with small crosses at head. All particulars are inscribed on zinc plates tacked to cross. One grave is in a ditch with running water to an unknown soldier. Other by garbage pile, manure heaps, inside farmyard and just outside, some being dug up, deserted on firing line, etc.